In today's show, the Crypto Greed and Fear Index hits its lowest level since March 2020, even as the Bitcoin price hits $30,500. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, and as Credible Crypto shares here, the argument for $13,000 to $14,000 Bitcoin on the premise that past major bear markets have led to 80% declines from the top makes a major assumption that $65,000 was the cycle top. It's the same assumption people made at $30,000 in June 2021 before we rallied to a new all-time high of $65,000 3 months later. Also in today's show, Do Kwon summoned to parliamentary hearing following UST and Luna crash. As shared here, Korea's conservative party requested to have a hearing about the Terra incident. The politician noted Korean exchanges have reacted differently to the crash. He wanted to invite both Do and the exchanges to learn more details. Also in today's show, Bitcoin Bukele and a bevy of central bankers meet in El Salvador. Yesterday, El Salvador welcomed 44 central bankers from developing countries around the world to tackle financial inclusion and discuss Bitcoin at a three-day conference. And as Bukele shares here, planting seeds in 44 countries, 3 days to go, Bitcoin is good for the world. That's right, because those seeds will blossom into orange pills after 3 days when laser eyes applied. And here you can see an image of the central bankers lining up to get help downloading and using the Bitcoin Beach Lightning wallet. And as shared here by Dan Tapiero, Bitcoin, the first truly global macro investment of all time, with El Salvador leading, 32 central banks, 44 countries flying to El Salvador, EMG countries leading adoption, first time the U.S. not ahead in financial and technological innovation. Also in today's show, the latest this market crash could be a turning point for Bitcoin and crypto, according to Michael Saylor, who explains why in this recent interview on Fox News. Quoting him here, the entire crypto world consists of one perfect thing, a few imperfect things, and a host of dangerous things. My discussion on Bitcoin, stablecoins, altcoins, and how the crypto crash this week will accelerate education, regulation, and institutional adoption. And he also goes on to say the Bitcoin price will go into the millions. Preach. Also in today's show, Bitcoin gearing up for a big move in the next 3 months, says crypto strategist and shares his targets. That's right. In a new strategy session, Don Alt says that the fear and the panic in the crypto markets are leading him to believe that Bitcoin could either ignite a massive capitulation event or launch a rally to $58,000 and leave the Bitcoin bears in disbelief. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. The Bitcoin returned to 30,500 this morning on May 17th. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro in TradingView showed Bitcoin climbing after the daily close to tentatively build on $30,000. Now, still in a multi-day range, the pair has yet to decide on a meaningful upward or downward trajectory, while volatility ebbed into the new week. Now, amid concerns of a major retracement, which could take it below last week's 10-month lows, popular analyst Credible Crypto offered a more optimistic alternative based on historical norms. He argued on Twitter that Bitcoin had little impetus to retest $20,000 or lower, as he shares right here, the argument for $13,000 to $14,000 Bitcoin on the premise that past major bear markets have led to 80% declines from the top makes a major assumption that $65,000 was the cycle top. It's the same assumption people made at $30,000 in June 2021 before we rallied to a new all-time high of $65,000 just 3 months later. And he makes a great point. And as Cointelegraph recently reported, contingency plans appear to be in place after such an event with MicroStrategy, the company with the largest corporate Bitcoin treasury, even prepared to buy up the supply to stem the fall. And when asked whether Bitcoin slash USD could repeat the retracement from its 2019 highs near $14,000 to the $3,600 floor during the March 2020 crash, Credible Crypto was just as skeptical. And someone responded, would you say a 72% drop to $20,000 to $19,000 could be in play like the drop from June 2019 to March 2020? Thanks in advance. Incredible Crypto responded, not expecting that. Is it possible? Yes. But as I've said previously, a retest of prior cycle highs has never happened before, so I find it highly unlikely. And someone responded, the reason I don't like this argument is because we are experiencing diminishing returns, with each all-time high being a smaller percentage gain from the last. It is expected that eventually this could become a possibility. Incredible Crypto responded, agreed, and I think that's a valid point, but also do believe that this is a type of correction. If it were to happen, would happen during a bear market of the same magnitude as the prior ones, 80 to 90% drops after blown off top, not a mid-cycle correction that I believe we are in now. So there you have it. And for crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop, it was a question of the United States dollar cooling its bull run versus other fiat currencies in order to give risk assets some breathing space, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. If I look at the current state of the US dollar currency index, I think we'll follow through with this scenario, assuming we'll be seeing some corrective move. The highs have been swept for liquidity, losing 103.7 points, and I think we'll get more downwards pressure here, risk on, assets up. Meanwhile, the crypto market sentiment reflected the majority consensus across the crypto markets that anything could now happen with a bias firmly skewed to the downside. That's right, the Crypto Greed and Fear Index across market sentiment gauge hit a low of 8 out of 100 today on May 17th, its lowest value since March 28, 2020, 2 weeks after the coronavirus lockdown-induced meltdown. Now check this out. Then, as of now, Bitcoin was already recovering from its lows at 30,500, with Bitcoin up 28%. From the prior week. And before I break down next story of the day, Do Kwon summoned to parliamentary hearing following UST and Luna crash. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently pumping and in the green. Bitcoin up 2.2% for the day, maintaining just above $30,500. We have Ether up 3%, trading just above $2,000, while Solana, Avalanche, Polkadot, Binance Coin, XRP, and Cardano are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The dramatic fall of Terra Luna, along with the algo stablecoin UST, has been a major talking point among the crypto industry, and now South Korean Conservative Party has requested a parliamentary hearing on the matter. As announced here, Korea's Conservative Party requested to have a hearing about the Terra incident. The politician noted Korean exchanges each reacted differently to the crash. He wanted to invite both Do and the exchanges to learn more details. And according to a local news report, Korean exchanges responded differently to the collapse, with the National Assembly's Political Affairs Committee on Tuesday summoning Terraform Labs co-founder Do Kwon for a parliamentary hearing regarding the issue. The committee's representative, the People's Power, Yoon Chang, shared the following. There is a part that raises questions about the behavior of exchanges during the crash. CoinOne, Corbit, Gopax stopped trading on May 10th. BitThumb on May 11th stopped trading daily, but Upbit did not stop trading until May 13th. And he noted, as the legislation is delayed, investors' losses are increasing, and that the authorities continue to see a huge loss of investors that are helpless to protect investors. And he also shared, we should bring related exchange officials, including Terra CEO Kwon Do, to the National Assembly to hold a hearing on the cause of the situation and measures to protect investors. And following the historic depegging of its stablecoin UST and the subsequent death spiral that plummeted Luna tokens to practically nothing, Kwon has tabled a plan to save the ecosystem. Do you think there is any saving at this point? I mean, literally checking out the chart for Terra slash Luna is trading at a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a penny. And checking out their not so stable coin is currently trading under 12 cents and nowhere near a dollar where it should be. Is there any saving them? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. Now check this out. Yesterday, Kwon suggested that the Terra ecosystem be forked into two chains, with the current network known as Terra Classic Lunik and the new chain known as Terra Luna. Now both chains will coexist with the old tokens, which will be rebranded as Lunik, while the new ones will be known as Luna, according to Kwon. The launch of the new coin will necessitate that Terra developers airdrop new Luna tokens to hodlers of old Lunik and UST, as well as developers after the plan is put into action, Kwon added. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin, Bukele, and a bevy of central bankers meet in El Salvador. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.3 trillion with $82 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 44.3%, with the Ether dominance at 19.3%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, you can see GMT leading the pack up 12.6%, trading at $1.64, followed by Elrond up almost 10%, trading at $101, followed by IOTA up almost 9%, trading just above 38 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past week, you can see a sea of red, with literally only three out of the top 100 in the green, including Maker up about 32%, XCN up 25%, and KDA up 11.5%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, as I shared with you earlier, we're currently rated an 8 out of 100 today in extreme fear, which is the lowest we've seen it in a long time. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. This week, 44 central bankers from developing countries around the world are attending a conference in El Salvador to discuss financial inclusion, financing for small and medium-sized businesses, as well as Bitcoin. Central bank delegates from Ghana, Jordan, Maldives, Pakistan to Costa Rica arrived in San Salvador for the conference upon El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele's invitation, organized by the Alliance of Financial Inclusion, a global policy leadership alliance, and in partnership with El Salvador's Central Bank. The conference will run for 3 days. And in a tweet, the head of El Salvador's Central Bank, Douglas Rodriguez, shared the following: El Salvador is proud to receive representatives from 44 central banks and financial authorities to learn about the implementation of Bitcoin and policies to promote financial inclusion. Now, this is a pretty big deal, obviously. Rodriguez's superior, President Bukele, shared that he was planting seeds among the 44 delegates while tweeting a group photo of the leaders. As Bukele shares here, planting seeds in 44 countries, 3 days to go, Bitcoin is good for the world. Preach. Now, the team behind the Bitcoin Beach project was also in attendance, on hand to educate the central bankers. Bitcoin Beach El Zante was the birthplace of the Bitcoin Law, a grassroots movement that led the First Nation to adopt Bitcoin. Now, Nicholas Berte, co-founder of Galamuni, the company that built the Bitcoin Beach wallet, said, after spending a day with those central bankers, I can say, still a lot of education to do. And he shared, the vast majority have no idea of the potential of Bitcoin, but with El Salvador adopting Bitcoin, then I have a reason to dive into it. And he also says that his team has spent the day speaking with central bankers, showing them how to use Bitcoin Lightning networks and send payments. Progress was fast, so fast, in fact, that he tweeted, we can't onboard the central bankers fast enough to Bitcoin with the Bitcoin Beach wallet. And as you can see in these photos, the central bankers lining up to get help downloading and using the Bitcoin Beach Lightning wallet. Now, at present, only two countries around the world have recognized Bitcoin as legal tender. We have El Salvador, the very first to do so, and also recently the Central African Republic, which was subsequently scolded by African central banks for adopting cryptocurrencies. And for some commentators, such as Dan Tapiero of investment fund Tenti Holdings, who memorably told Cointelegraph during an interview, I don't have cash. El Salvador's financial inclusion conference is momentous. He insinuates that the United States might need to catch up, as he shares right here, Bitcoin, the first truly global macro investment of all time, with El Salvador leading, 32 central banks, 44 countries flying to El Salvador, EMG countries leading adoption, first time that the U.S. not ahead in financial and technological innovation. That's right. And if you don't adopt, you get left behind. It is what it is. And checking out this response from Gigi, if they keep using Bitcoin, they won't have central bankers much longer. Facts. And as Stacey Herbert points out here, those seeds will blossom into orange pills after 3 days when laser eyes apply. And before I break down next way of the day, the latest market crash could be a turning point for Bitcoin and crypto, according to Michael Saylor, and explains why, as well as says that the Bitcoin price will go into the millions, as well as Bitcoin gearing up for a big move in the next 3 months, says crypto strategist, and shares his targets. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next way of the day. MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor is weighing in on the future of crypto a week after one stablecoin collapsed and sent ripples throughout the industry. In a new interview with Fox Business host Charles Payne, Saylor says that digital assets can now be broken down into three distinct categories. Quoting the Giga Chat here, the crypto crashes illustrated that the entire crypto world consists of three things: one perfect thing, which is Bitcoin and its digital property; a few imperfect things, they are stablecoins; the world wants digital dollars, it's just hard to find them, they're looking like opaque money market funds; then there is a multitude, a whole host of dangerous things. Altcoins are unregistered securities, and what we saw this week was an altcoin blow up. The world wants stablecoins they can trust. That's right. And in the wake of the Terra UST depegging from the US dollar and the affiliated altcoin Terra Luna crumbling to cause price losses of over 99%, practically 100%, virtually overnight, the MicroStrategy founder believes that the long-term fallout will be positive both for Bitcoin while speeding up the regulation process. As he shares here, I think this entire crypto crash is going to be great for Bitcoin. It's going to accelerate much, much needed regulation of stablecoins, altcoins, and the exchanges. It's eliminating the political deadlock. It's educating the world in the difference between Bitcoin and security tokens, and that's going to facilitate the entry of institutions into this space. The Bitcoin Bull says that in addition to winning other industry capital, everyday people are drawn to crypto as an alternative way of investing their money separate from the stock market. Quoting him here, I think every week we're making new converts. We're winning over Goldman Sachs. We're running over the big banks, and we are winning over the Fidelities. People realize this is a good idea, and the basic idea is that billions of people on the planet shouldn't have to gamble their life savings in a stock market or some casino in order to avoid losing all of their money. So why not invest in a hard money, maybe the hardest money the human race has ever invented, called Bitcoin, and just wait. And he makes a great point. So shout out to Michael Saylor. Now, Michael Saylor also says the price of Bitcoin will go into the millions. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Giga Chad, and what do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to reach that seven-figure mark? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now let's break down our final story of the day. A closely tracked analyst believes that the king crypto is almost ready to pull off a big move now that the leading crypto asset by market cap has breached a key psychological support area of $30,000. In a new strategy session, Don Ault says that the fear and the panic in the crypto markets are leading him to believe that Bitcoin could either ignite a massive capitulation event or launch a rally to $58,000 per coin and leave the Bitcoin bears in disbelief. Quoting him here, in the next month, two or three, we're going to either see the capitulation everyone wants, or we're going to see this thing close back up the range and actually start moving back up the range again. There's going to be an opportunity, be it at much lower, because I have the next support at $14,000, or just by the range reclaim, where I think there is a good chance that this thing actually doubles again towards the range high. And he goes ahead and shares this chart. And according to the crypto analyst, Bitcoin's current market structure tells him that the Bitcoin bottom is likely in. However, he is wary of Bitcoin's strong correlation with the stock market. As he points out here, there's a good chance that it's the end of the trend. I think there's a good chance we go up. But like I said, if this was just crypto, if it weren't as correlated, I'd make a big bet on this being the bottom. I look at this thing and I'm like, it's probably close to the bottom. And then I look at the S&P, and the S&P could just wipe out, and Bitcoin goes down to $14,000. So there you have it. Do you feel a Bitcoin bull run is likely in the cards that we can reach $58,000 here within the next 90 days? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, the Crypto Greed and Fear Index hits its lowest since March 2020, even as the Bitcoin price hits $30,500. I also shared that Do Kwon was summoned to a parliamentary hearing following the UST and Luna crash. We also discussed Bitcoin, Bukele, and a bevy of central bankers meeting in El Salvador, as well as the latest market crash could be a turning point for Bitcoin and crypto, according to Michael Saylor, and I explain why, as well as Bitcoin gearing up for a big move in the next 3 months with a potential target of $58,000, according to this top crypto strategist. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, eCoin wrote, Aloha JV, had a choice weekend. It was so good to start Monday off with crypto news alerts. Thanks for keeping us all informed on the latest crypto news. This market is always keeping us on our toes. Chia. Aloha fam. Yes, good to see this nice little pump to kick off the week. Hopefully, current support levels hold strong and the price action continues upwards. Thanks for tuning in as always. HODL. And our next featured comment comes from Wayne. Any Bitcoin buys under $30,000 will look genius a few years from now. Touche, fam. Tell him. Now for the third and final featured comment coming from Inner Dinosaur. You mess with the bulls, you get the horns. Great show, JV. Full of alpha content. I love to see. See you next time. That's right. Love my Bitcoin bulls. Let's go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.